We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
See, I'm already screwing up on a Monday. Well, I let commercials play there instead of just the open. That's on me. That's on me.
These idiots don't know that.
Oh my God, they don't know any better. Hey-o! Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Wait, you think these fat idiots heard anything other than, oh, turkey legs. I want fat turkey leg in my mouth.
Why are you coming out of the gate salty already? Why are you arguing? Guys, why is Cody mad at you right now? What happened?
I'm not.
Good morning, everybody. June 29th, 2026, year of our Lord. Of course, first day of summer vacation, I believe, right? For a lot of people.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Lottie's getting ready to ride the bike.
Ooh.
Ride the bike into work today, he says in chat. Thank you, Katie, for that sub. Happy belated birthday, Katie. Had a birthday. My mom had a birthday over the weekend.
We both got some cake on a Monday left over.
Not only did we get a cake yesterday, my mom said, I don't want to leave this cake at camp. No one will eat it. Does anybody want it? So my children went home with half of a sheet cake yesterday that's in their fridge.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know how much of it was eaten overnight last night. I go to bed before everybody now.
Well, that's one of those where it's got like 2 days of sitting out.
Just in the fridge.
Where they could just take bites here and there.
And they're
going to
be nibbling off that sheet cake here for a couple of days.
Yep.
For those of you asking, I believe Cody's fever has broke, has it?
Yeah.
Just gone now? We're back?
There was nothing yesterday, so I stopped checking.
Yeah, good. As of the fish attorney, he was good. He was a normal human temperature by then.
Yeah, nice normal average temperature. Although, man, by the end, I was white. I was so hot.
After the Derby, dude?
It was just so hot.
My whole body hurt on Sunday. I think I slept for 11 hours after the fishing tournament.
Nice.
I think we walked several miles. We both checked after that. Just walking back and forth to the island. We'll talk about that. That was a fun morning.
That was great.
4-day work week for many people.
Hey-o!
US of A.
That'll be nice.
US of A.
How are y'all doing? Are we good? How's everyone doing here? Of course, you know how to find us, twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm.
And boom.
Oh, let me see. Katie's son's team got a nice win in the morning. Kid pitched very well, came home, took a nap, went out for margs and Mexican. Very nice.
Nice. Nice.
Jimmy turned 45 yesterday in chat. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Bunch of birthdays.
I turned 45 here in a couple of months myself, Jim. So, you know.
That guy's so old.
You're getting old. You're getting up there in years.
Oh, my goodness.
These old bones don't work the way they used to, bud.
Creaking around.
I got one bone that'll work for you. Theshow.fm for all of our links and locations and where we are now and where we'll be in the future. Theshow.fm.
I like that.
Come say what up. I got to tell you, man, thank you to everybody who came out on Saturday for our fishing tournament. What a silly idea. You guys keep showing up for our silly ideas, and we love you for it.
Yep, that was unreal.
Had a plant swap, had a fishing derby, and I don't know what we'll come up with next.
Yeah, who knows what we'll come
Your
up
mother
with
wants
next.
To do a craft show.
I said, ha to that, yeah. I don't know. That one, I don't know.
I don't know if I can do
not
a craft
mine.
Show.
That's not mine.
I don't know much about crafts, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I could hang with fishing, I could hang with...
Is it the same as
Can't tell if this gentleman's taking his pants off outside of the studio right now.
I do
now,
not want to see this guy's butt.
I don't know if I was about to see a man's genitals. So I'm sorry, everybody.
But it
Live
stopped
activity.
Him in his tracks.
It's been a very active spring and summer in Armory Square, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a problem in downtown Syracuse.
A lot going on. Ooh, a K-Rock train show, you say. Okay.
Yep.
And I know hot girls love crafts, but I don't know what I would... do for a craft show. Anyways, I digress. Let's focus on what we're celebrating, and that was the fishing tournament.
Yeah.
It was a great time, man. We got there bright and early. Shout out to the vendors that came out. We had just popping, selling popcorn, some cotton candy.
Yep.
We had Generations Bakery with delicious baked goods. I got the full moon. I got a half moon and a full moon. And I guess it makes sense that full moon cookies are a thing. I just didn't never have one, as weird as that
right?
sounds.
No, I didn't. When I saw that, I said probably the same thing you did. No, huh.
I mean, yeah, that makes, I'm sure those have been around forever. I've just never experienced one because I only like the vanilla side of the half moon cookie. I don't like the chocolate frosting.
Oh, really? So yeah. I like the chocolate one because it's not, it's different than just a vanilla frosted cookie. It's not.
No, it was a full moon. It was a full moon.
Yeah.
It was a full moon. And that was delicious. I got some muffins. What else? Our buddies over at Upstate Outfitters who showed up with the mobile tackle truck. People loved that. They are going to be back, I guess. A bunch of these vendors are coming back for our Locktoberfest in the fall. Double booked. Had her book truck out there.
Coolest idea.
It was a very cool idea. If I could read, I would have loved that. If I could read. And who am I forgetting? Oh, Angry Barista. Angry Barista was there.
Oh, man, yeah.
She was set up first, and when I left, she was still selling coffee.
Still popping off.
I got to hear how that went. It was just a fun day.
It was so fun. It was just a fast few hours of fishing fury.
Fishing
excitement.
Furious. And it went by fast. We started. People were. The winner, Showbro Josh, who I guess works with LaGuilly.
Okay.
He was there when it was dark out fishing. He got there before anybody else. And he
That's
was
smart.
The most appropriate winner. Yeah. He had a cut-off USA vest on. He had flip-flops.
Long hair. Yep.
He was going to eat his catches.
Yep. Yep.
He was ready to eat his like, I'm eating this one. His was like 2.5 or something. I forget how much it was.
Yeah, it was a big fish. It was a huge fish.
It was a smallmouth bass,
he said.
And then Joe came in second, I think, with a largemouth. It was like 1.7.
Which was another huge fish.
Another fish. And then Ron had another largemouth that was like 1.4 or something. But
it was or some
big, bigger fish. I've never seen fish. Like, those were pros to be able to reel those in off that island. I don't usually see those.
Yeah, those were really good fish. And then just the people that were around fishing that weren't doing the derby and just having fun.
Just
it was like they
out.
Were catching stuff.
A lot of walking. It was very, it was a warm one. It was getting warm that day, but we had fun. Of course, thank you, Lock One Distilling, for letting us take over the pavilion and hang out inside there. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at you, Negative Nancy. You, just on the backwash that ran this morning, you said the giraffe was going to be dead.
Yeah, I did. And it's not dead,
and
right?
And she's fine. She's fat Good. And happy.
Well, what the hell are they doing there?
I don't know.
It's not like a giraffe. Either way, if a giraffe is just standing around stationary, then you should have been able to see a giant giraffe.
Gracie the giraffe was located Friday morning about 4 miles south of her home.
Exactly.
This morning, Vic Jones of Cedar Hollow Ranch with the help of Jeff Hill. Like, why do we need to post the names? I guess. Right, no,
I wouldn't be touting my name. It took you 2 weeks to catch a giraffe in the plains of Texas.
If you don't know the story, Gracie the giraffe, who's about 4 years old, went missing last week. We were all curious, how do you lose a giraffe?
Because if it's running, then you should also be able to see a running giraffe.
No, this is place, I guess, is so rural. That it wasn't like you could just look out. You had to really search for it.
I don't know.
How they had drones and didn't catch it was beyond me.
Yeah, I don't know. Something is a little off with their
tactics.
Did
someone try to do something nefarious with the giraffe, and they're like, oh, no, here it is. Oh, here it is. We weren't going to eat it.
Found them.
We weren't going to eat it. We
have I hate that way they taste.
She's fat and happy and safe. She just decided to go on a little fling and had a bit of a catch-me-if-you-can attitude there for a minute. But we've located her, she's safe, and we will be happy to update everybody at the Welcome Home Gracie party.
Stupid-ass giraffe.
Dumb-ass giraffe
Stay
climbing over a rock enclosure.
Stay.
Oh, my God.
Gracie.
What's over this or your wall?
What do you want out there that you don't have here? Other than freedom.
Freedom.
Nothing out there is going to feed you, Gracie.
Well, he said she was fat, so I mean, as long as there's like trees, right? Because aren't they just herbivores, right? Don't they
I think
just
so?
Eat?
They just eat off the trees.
I don't think they eat meat. That'd be crazy watching a giraffe like stalk and kill a lion, just bat it with its weird hoof legs.
Well, they do that neck whip thing. That'd giraffes be crazier. Eat primarily leaves, buds, shoots, and other shrubs.
Yo, I love buds too, dude.
Fruits from tall trees and various. Their favorite food is the acai tree.
Oh.
They also eat mimosa,
yeah.
Wild apricot, and various vines. They're having mimosas.
Yo, let's get
you
mimosa.
Guys, we're handing out mimosas.
Mimosas and various vines.
Speaking of eating various bugs, this dude, I'm done with this dude across from me here.
What?
I worry about his fever for 3 days.
I didn't eat a bug.
4 days. He's got this 100-degree temperature. And we're like, does he have a virus?
Mm.
Does he have an illness? Does he have an infection of some kind? He's been known to drink from lakes. So I'm like, maybe did he get a bacteria or something?
Nope.
His temperature's not breaking all last week. Friday night, I'm like texting him, you might need to go to like an urgent care. He doesn't go to an urgent care.
I was going to if I woke up Saturday.
Saturday morning, we go to the fishing tournament. His temperature is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
He immediately starts eating berries off random bushes.
I couldn't. I didn't even think about it.
And I'm like, we just spent a week.
It wasn't even a thought.
Worrying about what you may have, what you caught, and he's just right back to his old shenanigans.
Those black raspberries, bro.
I hope that you're right when you eat these things.
Yeah, the black raspberries.
Okay. All right. His mother sends me a photo of him in the shrubbery. In Phoenix, New York, just eating berries, and I'm like, I can't worry about him anymore. I can't worry about him anymore.
At least you know I survive in the wild when my plane crashes in the movie.
I don't know. You had a fever for 4 days. We don't know why. We still don't know why.
Well, I brought something home from my excursion looking for the long-lost vials of...
What were you looking for?
I don't know. I was trying to think of myself as an explorer.
No,
I'm like Indiana Jones.
You are an explorer. And you are probably right. You were just eating the blackberries or whatever. You can't, listen, you can't eat Oswego wild berries. Oswego County wild berries.
Yeah.
On the shores of Phoenix.
You don't know what's been growing them.
Drinking out of waterways. So.
I didn't drink the water.
No, he did not.
I luckily didn't drink the water.
He didn't drink the water there. Mm-hmm. Mm. And he's probably right. They're probably edible.
Yeah.
But he was like 12 hours outside of a fever. And he's back to his old shenanigans.
There was I didn't expect to see a whole batch of them all ripe already.
I'm honestly surprised that nobody picked those yet. That was a pretty prime spot.
It was a whole batch of prime black raspberries.
Well,
so
here he is.
Plunk, 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 plunk.
Here he is. That's your boy, man. Guess I gotta get me some grasshopper.
Right? Grasshopper?
Pattern lures. Good morning, this is K-Rock. Asking Joe what he caught that donkey using. I'm looking at... this is why I don't know what to use to fish. Because I would look at this and think, that's going to be too big to catch a fish. And clearly it's not.
They're like, yo, let me get that.
Caught him a big-ass donk.
That's neat.
What else did you guys use on Saturday to catch?
What were you using for catching?
I saw people just using worms.
Yeah. Yep. Just worms.
There's that thing that the guys at Upstate... was trying to explain to us. It's like the ball with the little tentacles that come off it.
Yeah, that thing was
cool. I don't
know
what that is.
Yeah, that's for more experienced fishermen. I bet a Joe could figure
it out. Yeah, they were explaining how you fish it. You like let it drop to the bottom and then you pop it a little bit.
Yeah, and you let it kind of dance around and it makes sense. Just I've never seen that ever before in my entire life. It was a...
They said that's the new trend.
It was a literal alien arms ball.
Joe caught a nice rock bass on worms, he said, but that was about it. We got some good rock bass out there, but yeah.
Some lunkers.
Y'all were fishing nice and early, man.
What was that one fish that the guy just took a picture of? Was it also a bass? Did you see the picture? Or was it like a muskie or something?
I forget.
It was like a foot long, right?
It's in one of the comments. She posted it on one of the comments.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what
I did see that. I did see that. That was a good size.
It was $2 bills long. It was probably 12 inches if they were both 6 inches, but they didn't bring it up to get weighed, so I couldn't count it. Next year, we'll put somebody weighing out on the island,
yep.
Just so you don't got to walk all the way up to us. It was our first year trying this thing.
Yeah. That was great. That was so much fun.
Man. It was fun.
I had boba.
You had your first boba?
Boba.
The flavor balls,
That's confusing.
Confused you? Yep.
You kids and your boba. It was...
Kelly at Angry Barista got to give him a boba.
Yep. Hooked me up. Flavor exploding, grape balls,
yep.
I would imagine.
Yep.
That's what those tasted like.
It's a surprise consistency to get hit with that.
Every single time, it was like a, whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
Like, what is that?
Whoa.
Dan says, used worms all day, caught probably 12 sunnies and a bluegill. Yeah, you'll catch a ton of sunnies out there.
Nice.
The big ones, though.
I like that every time people brought up their fish, I could then pick them up, too.
Yeah, we grabbed a lot of fish. We weighed a lot of fish. Mustang says, my wife's fish was big, but we forgot a bucket. Yeah, well, listen, we're all learning for next year. We all know. We all know what we need.
Yeah, now we know.
And we're going to make a run on Rebel grasshoppers.
I'd never even seen one of those.
Boba Femi over here. You're laughing at ham bones joke, yeah?
That's very good.
I don't think he wants to do the boba part again. You liked the drink, but the balls were...
I don't think that's my... my cup of tea.
Yeah, because it's a sensory overload.
Yeah, it was too much.
When it's a liquid, but then a solid that becomes a liquid in your mouth.
and then it's in a different flavor than every other flavor. I can see why kids go nuts for it, though.
It's fun.
If I was a kid, I'd be like, yo, gotta get that freaking boba, dude.
It's a fun experience, but it is a sensory overload.
Yes.
Yeah. And turnout was great.
Yep.
I would say probably we had 100 people there over the course of the day.
Yep.
It was just so spread out. There was never any, like...
Yeah.
Gathering where you could count the heads. Everybody was out on the island.
At the very end, the pavilion, everybody kind of filled in a little, but even that wasn't even close to how many people were actually there.
It was awesome. It was a fun Saturday morning hang. Thank you to everybody who came out. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Plan on it for next year. We'll find the same free fishing weekend next year and come out and do one of these. All right. We are looking for our showstopper. Partnered up with Crazy Daisies, and we're going to find the dopest ride to park up by Gate 1 for the Syracuse Nationals. All you got to do is text us a photo of your car. It's got to be over 30 years old, but really,
I mean,
it's not that old anymore.
Now we're getting down to where it's like...
Oh, actually, that's... maybe it's only 25 because it's 2001 it's 25.
Yeah, it's 25, yep. So
staring down the barrel of a 25-year-old car. Send the text to the K-Rock text line, 315-364-109.
There's been a couple decent...
Some really nice ones coming through.
There's that one, I think, that we like, but we think that it's probably already in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. It's like...
You already in it?
Yeah, you already in it? Because you got a pretty sick car. Anyways, it doesn't make me... I'm not concerned. I'm not worried about this at all.
No.
I'm going to pick our favorite. Well, we'll send it to the judges. And you'll get to park right up front and center. Right inside Gate 1, exclusive parking, plus we'll cover your registration, all of that.
Well, actually, I parked there, so.
Sorry. No, I've always parked there. Nope, move it along. Nope, move it along.
Every once in a while, I'll randomly remember that, and in my head, remember
what?
The strength of Boss Lady not just punching that guy, when he, especially when he kept trying to hug her,
yeah,
and hugging her, doing
it's weird boomer energy at the Syracuse Nationals. That's where I park.
Let me hug you, lady in charge.
Come here.
Like the, yeah. No.
Little lady. Oh, they
don't
love to call women little lady.
Yep.
Hey, come here, miss. Come here, little lady.
Oh, little lady.
Shut
come
up,
here, man.
Grandpa, move your stupid car. All right, so let's talk grills, shall we? It's grilling season.
Yep.
Gonna be grilling this weekend for the 4th of July.
Clink, clink.
And I'm reading this article about things you're not supposed to grill for different reasons. I'll give you different reasons.
Okay.
But number one is burgers.
Oh.
But you're not thinking flat top. Here's the reason. They're talking like slatted grills, like the grill top.
Yeah.
Because you're losing all that fat.
Oh, I don't care.
You don't?
Sometimes, no.
I like to smash them on a flat top.
Sometimes I just like a nice flamed burger. Because if you can get it hot enough quick enough, it sears it inside almost enough where, yeah, you do lose some of that. But, just the taste sometimes is unmatched. But I can agree.
My stepfather was grilling for Tam Tam's birthday yesterday.
Oh.
This woman, she's a psychopath. She likes her burgers and her hot dogs grilled to the darkest.
I knew you were going to say
that. And because she thinks she's funny, she kept yelling out, I like my wieners black. Because Tam's got to be funny. And it was making my kids laugh, so she was yelling it. And I go, Mother, stop it. She goes, I like my wieners black. And I go, Mom, stop.
What, Josh?
What? I'm just saying I like my wieners black.
They're tastier than
Mom,
when they're whiter.
Stop. There's kids here, Mother.
And
she was cutting up.
Sometimes they plump up, Josh.
She was cutting up.
They get
up
bigger.
And then she was singing a song about, like, I like my wiener black. I'm like, Mom, Mom. We get the joke you're making, Mom.
I like that she could keep going for a while.
Oh, she was cutting up, and then she said she was irritating me, so then she's going to keep going. But my two kids are laughing and, like, pointing, going, oh, yeah.
I've been laughing my ass off. I wouldn't have been any help.
She was cutting up.
In those situations, I'm no help.
But that's no way to eat a hot dog. I hate a charred dog. And she does like her wieners black, that Tam Tam. Put it on her headstone. Loved her wieners black.
That one time a year, for whatever reason, that I'll be like, yeah, let me try a hot dog again. Mm-hmm. I like them a little more well done myself. I don't like my wieners black.
Because my...
You know, mid.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both in there.
He likes a tan to him. No. Yeah. Turn up Tam Tam. Joe is right. They made, because my two nephews are there as well.
Mm.
So he's like, he made a batch of, I don't know, like meat, not even saying undercooked hot dogs, because they were cooked the way you're supposed to cook them.
Yeah,
they were normal hot dogs. He's like, these are undercooked for the kids. And I go, these aren't undercooked, these are cooked.
Just normal.
Where you're going
yeah.
for this where, psychopath where is not.
The road you're about to throw these hot dogs down.
The 6 hours you're about to leave these dogs on that grill, that's not a hot dog anymore.
Hot dogs are not supposed to take longer than hamburgers.
Yeah, that is a... Anyways, I digress. She was just... It's so gross to me. But they say hot dog... burgers, you're losing the fat. You're supposed to kind of have that caramelized fat to it. They also say filet mignon.
Oh, my one of my own.
Also does not have enough fat for a grill. They're usually pretty thick, so it's hard to cook them all the way you want using the flame. How would I do a filet mignon? I would do...
A filet mignon?
Anytime with my steaks, I always like to do a quick sear on the outside and then oven bake them.
Yeah, I bet you just probably do the same thing for a filet mignon, but maybe like even last time in the oven or seared,
because
they're only like a hockey puck, right?
What I want to do is I like to do a hibachi steak. Like, you do Blackstone, but you take the steak and you...
And chop it all up.
Yeah, they barely cook it, and then they chop it all up, and then it's like a... They toss it in that sauce. That's how I like a nice steak in the summertime, hibachi style.
Okay, yep.
They're saying pizzas don't work very well on grills. They don't cook evenly. I've never done a pizza on a grill.
Uh-uh.
You guys have those outdoor pizza ovens? Those look fun.
Those do look pretty dope. Look good. Those look awesome.
I wouldn't mind one of those.
No.
Any type of fish does not belong on the grill.
Huh?
Fish cooks better on low heat. I wouldn't know because I ain't eating gross fish.
Cooks better alive swimming around in the ocean.
Like those of you at the fishing derby on Saturday and you're all like, yeah, I'll take this home. This will be good eating. First of all, that's a fish. Second of all, you caught that in Phoenix, New York. Nothing against Phoenix, New York. You caught that in the Oswego or a river. You need a Oswego River fish?
Yeah, they love it. Yep.
Pork chops. Again, you're going to lose all that fat.
I don't think I ever... I've ever had pork chops grilled. Have I?
And I definitely haven't.
That's always
I don't like pork chops. I ate so much of them as a kid, I don't really eat many pork chops now.
That's more of an oven thing or a pan fried.
Bill's Mafia says, why are we baking steak? Because that's how they do it at steakhouses, Bill's Mafia. Yeah, you ever see how they do it?
Reverse sear is delicious.
They reverse sear it. They do it quick sear on the outside, then in the oven to get it to, like, I like a nice medium steak.
That's why you got to have multitude of sizes of... those
pans,
those little pans. I always blank on the name of those damn things.
Just pan?
No, like the specific
skillet. One. Cast iron skillet.
Cast iron skillet.
It's shake and bake in our house.
I haven't had shake bake in a minute. Now that you just said that,
I'm not mad at it.
I wouldn't hate a little shake and bake.
I wouldn't hate it. Other things. They say any melty cheeses. Yeah, but you're putting the cheese on at the last possible minute if you're on the grill. What?
Just rip open a brick of cheese. Just
there's people that do
set
that.
Set it right on the grill.
There's people that do
that. Hey, it's going right through.
What do they do? What do they do it? You're all very mad about how I do my steaks. TT says, who told you they cook steaks in the oven? Videos. I've seen the footage of it.
Numerous
places.
Bravo.
Yeah. You don't have to do it that way, but that's how I like it. That's in the little broiler there.
Numerous places.
You don't have to like how I make my steaks because I'm not making you make your steak that way. I'm just saying the reverse sear is how I do it. You can cook it however you want. You can cook it over an open flame if you want. I don't care what you do.
Queso fondito.
Queso fondito, yep. Shish kebabs. I mean, you can put some shish kebabs on a grill.
What? That's where you're supposed to do shish kebabs.
Some chicken speedies. Oh, I want to do chicken speedies, dude.
Yeah, that type of stuff. That's where you're supposed to do those.
Yeah, that's
then.
Where it's best. That's where it's best.
Do they say where they want you to make a shish kebab?
They say shish kebabs are okay on the grill, but not the way most people do them. Vegetables tend to cook faster than meat, so you don't put everything on the same skewer. You put meat on one, veggies on the other, instead of just all together. I thought that was supposed to...
I don't know. They're unnecessary.
What, shish kebabs?
Yep.
It's too much for you?
It's just, you're wasting all that time for me to pick around all the stuff I didn't want.
Yeah.
All right, what's that little...
Looks
little,
nice.
Little steak right there. Okay. All right, and six all pieces. Right. I'll have another piece of something. Oh, yep. What's this? Ooh, a pepper. Let's slide that pepper off of this.
Yeah.
Wooden stick. Oh,
yeah.
What's this? Is this an onion?
That's why you and I can't be food influencers or doing food review videos because we have such baby mouths. We'll be like,
and now we got to a piece of steak.
Yummy.
And 1, 2, 3.
315-364-109. What are you cooking on the grill this weekend? Then what am I supposed to do with my Kirby's gift cards then, Bon?
Yeah, I know.
I was going to go this week.
I was, like, ramping up, getting ready to go, and I hate to break it to you.
I didn't know.
Because I found out, but I didn't know how I was going to tell you.
Oh.
I'm not really sure when Kirby's been closed for
Kirby's
a minute,
been closed
right?
for a minute. What was even at Kirby's?
I don't think I ever went there.
We're talking about Plaza Grande, for those of you not listening in the chat. Sister and Katie went to Plaza Grande, which was the old Kirby's in Westville Plaza.
There was a handful of spots that I don't think I ever went to.
Kirby's had like the baseball bats. Am I crossing Tully's?
That just made sense because I knew of them from commercials. I never went there. Kirby's and I'm trying to think of a couple other ones, but that seems to be. Or what one just closed that where Frank is trying to put his spot?
Zeb's.
Zeb's. I don't think I ever had.
Kirby's was a grill and tap house.
They're all grills and tap house.
Transformer in chat asking, if you had an unlimited amount of your favorite food, what would it be? An unlimited amount?
Like chicken tendies?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know.
I think I'd get sick of it if I had an unlimited amount.
It would depend.
Chicken
man.
Wings of some kind, maybe?
A lot of things are bouncing through my brain where I'm like, those boardwalk fries from... Enchanted Forest said I like more than any other fries.
Yeah.
Like Costa's wings. If I could just like press a button and an order of whatever shows up, like in Jetsons, it might be like a Costa's wing, to be honest with you, or a tendy.
Like if I had that power, like you know how Trump has the button on his desk that gives him a Diet Coke? He has the Diet Coke button.
Really?
What would you get? A Costa's?
That's pretty cool.
A Costa's button?
Yeah, probably.
You just push it and somebody comes in with a tray of Costa's wings for you? Yeah, I mean, I would think, gosh, it's hard for me to say. A chicken wing of some kind I would love. A Hooters wing would be a delight.
Not like a, well.
Because you say unlimited amount. Like, I would love just pepperoni pizza on demand.
Can
you
we
know?
Just, since it's a fake thing anyway.
Yeah.
Can we just make it a button for whatever our food obsession for the.
Whatever our hyper-focused food is for
right
the moment.
There. That way it can be. Your little empanada or...
Ruby's empanadas, dude.
No, the little... the little peach hop.
Oh, those?
I can't...
Those, I've moved on from those. I loved them.
But for a while...
At the moment, the Price
that's
Chopper...
That's what I mean.
The steak and cheese Price Chopper...
What
are they? Strombolis, maybe?
Not.
They were like in a dough.
Yep. But that, now we can be like, oh, I need my button reworked.
Yeah, right now my hyper focus would be probably Ruby's empanadas.
Saints, I mean.
Who they're going to be at the food truck takeover on Wednesday at the mall. I might need to go back out there. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot, but if I could just push a button and have one of those beef and cheese ones come in or the chicken empanada, oh my God.
Or like some taquitos from somewhere.
Dude, some taquitos.
Some chicken taquito.
Yeah, maybe it would be that too. Whatever we had for margaritas, that tray of taquitos we had. If that was just on, oh my God. Oh my, Joe wants a bowl of chicken riggies on tap.
You just do the thing, you just pull it and it just...
Yeah, like what is your button? Like the button that you push and that food shows up. You'd get sick of it eventually, and Cody's right, you need to rework the button.
Oh, soft ice cream, but other flavors.
Yeah, that might be yours. We're being silly if it's not ice cream.
But other flavors, though, because chocolate and vanilla, yes, but like, man, probably nothing like a blueberry whatever.
Really?
You ever had the other soft ice cream flavors? The Village Deli, I know other places do. Village Deli in Syracuse used to have it where it's like, they would have like 30-something.
All soft serves?
Yeah, you just had to be like, I want the blueberry peanut butter mix. And they'd make two soft serves of that. And it was like the best.
I've only ever had chocolate, vanilla, maybe a strawberry soft serve.
Oh, man, I've had.
But
it's way too many.
When we were on the cruise with the kids a couple years ago, you know how they have unlimited soft serve?
Yeah.
One of the options was raspberry soft serve. That was amazing.
Yeah, flavor burst.
That was amazing.
See, raspberry's good. That's what they do. They just make it so it just, they flavor burst it.
Oh, man. That would be good.
I'm going to get some ice cream.
Yeah, sister says fruit and berry twist from Gannon's with a crunch coat.
See, I mean, these buttons that we've invented that are not real.
We're making it happen.
Ice cream.
We're making it happen.
I like that.
By the way, I'm looking at the Kirby's menu.
Kirby's.
Homemade blueberry crostata.
What? What was their thing?
Hot heaven feast for two.
What?
I think they did barbecue.
But what? The hot heaven's feast for two?
Yeah, hog heaven. Baby back ribs for two, two barbecue chicken breasts, two barbecue chicken kebabs with french fries, coleslaw, cornbread, muffin, and watermelon, $40. It's a pretty good deal.
Not bad.
Pretty good deal. Text line says Steakums would be their on-demand food. That'd be a good one, too.
Steakums.
That would be a good time, too. Well, today's actually National Lasagna Day. If you want to celebrate a lasagna, make yourself a lasagna.
That's fancy. Too hot for an oven, though.
It's too hot. It's going to be too hot for an oven. Yeah, how are we going to get through this week of foods?
Man.
It's going to be hot and steamy out.
Yep.
What are we working on?
Ice cream? Yeah, it's going to have to be.
Just a lot of ice cream for dinner this week? All right.
Yep.
I'll allow it.
Oh, well.
You can hear us on demand wherever you get your favorite podcasts, or just go to theshow.fm. All the links are there. You will always find us there. Theshow.fm. Let's not forget about Godsmack tomorrow. Godsmack is coming to town with STP and Dorothy tomorrow at the Empower Federal Credit Union Lakeview Amphitheater, Joni Mahoney Pavilion, to the stars. That's tomorrow. Go to the bathroom beforehand, though, as Noah Kahan, you may or may not know his music, has, I guess, I don't know if it's a recurring problem, but Noah Kahan has had people pooping themselves at his concert for some reason.
Yeah, I'm hoping that just one person took a dump in the middle of the floor. I'm not hoping.
I'm hoping it was just the one.
Someone took a dump on the middle of the floor. It was just like a one-off and someone, you know, couldn't control themselves. And
he urged fans to use the restrooms at his shows after, thankfully, just one attendee appeared to have pooped on the floor in Philadelphia Friday.
They put a poop log on the ground. Did they not know for sure if it was a melted Snickers or not? They just assumed?
He said, if you have to poop at a show, please, dear God, just go to the bathroom. Yeah, that's disgusting, folks. I'm honestly, I guess I didn't know how popular Noah Kahan was.
Are we supposed to throw it at him?
No, I just think you're supposed to use the restroom like a civilized human.
While we're watching the show, on the ground.
Not on the ground. Go before.
On the ground.
That way you're at,
but there's but he's not out there yet. He'll still notice it when he comes out that we pooped out there?
Well, and there's other, I've heard of this problem. Who was the other artist I saw report this? Hot Girls Had Tummy Troubles, Katie says. And I listen, as a couple of fellows with IBS, I have ulcerative colitis. I get that. Sometimes the bathroom can't wait.
Yeah, I get it.
But then you have to give up your front row seat.
Yeah,
like, then the universe, sadly, needs you to go to the bathroom. I know you've waited all day to be up close and front and center.
But
because there was somebody else I heard. Was it? Oh, I think it was Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
Who said she can smell pee diapers in the front row. Because her fans are getting there so early that they'll just wear diapers and stand up front because they don't want to leave their spots.
Oh.
I think we need to change something about concert culture if this is the case.
Yeah.
Because like I've complained about all last week with my Fuddy Duddy Fest, you're waiting way too long to take the main stage. How many openers do we got out there?
What
time the gates open? Now I got to stand here all day and wait for Noah Kahan to come out?
Nope.
Just start it.
Just get going. Just get going. That's why, because they're you have to wait. You open the
gates at 4:30.
That's the problem.
And you come out at 9:30.
Or the show itself doesn't even start till 7:30.
Right.
Don't open the gates till 7
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
If the show starts at 7:30, you don't need to demand that these people have to stand there for 3 hours. That's unfair to the people having to stand there for 3 hours.
Yeah, Katie, I saw that. There was a poor woman at Cake right on the railing right before the band was going on. She had a medical event that had to be carried out. At least Cake didn't have an opener. Cake started.
Yeah.
To their credit, now they did say 7 and started at 7:30. I'm not going to nitpick here, but
bitches.
I'll say Lego.
And just to toss it in there now, any chance we get, also,
let's go ahead and get that deodorant, guys and gals. Oh, are people stinky at concerts? Nobody was stinky near me. I was near Robin JoJo at Cake.
Everywhere.
Everybody is stinky.
This summer, that's just some of the people.
A lot of fragrance, a lot of odors coming off people.
Yeah.
Mm. What happened? Are we all getting like hippy dippy?
Or it's just, I understand it. It's hot and sometimes there's not too much you can do. But if you're going to be going out to like a grocery store and being right with people.
You're not wrong.
Slap a stick on real quick.
Do got to use some deodorants or some showers or some general hygiene, especially this week, folks. Going to be a lot of sweat going on.
Can't be blasting people with your onion pits, bro.
And I do believe, and I understand that money is tight. Don't we have food pantries that offer...
I'm sure there's
charitable organizations that offer those things. So,
and I'm not with that situation. You know what? You can stink. I don't mind that. But to the people that right now in my head that I'm picturing from yesterday with your cart full of tons of fun things, put on deodorant. You two stink.
Where was that? At a Walmart?
Yeah.
Stinky.
Yeah.
You can afford all that in your cart. You can afford a $4 speed stick, bud.
If you remember, couple, you were getting some fun stuff for camping.
Mm-hmm.
This fun cooler and this fun thing and these fun toys. Deodorant's like
right
15
there.
Feet behind us, guys. I left the area I was.
Because they smelled so bad.
I was like, don't care anymore.
To be sympathetic as you hear me say, I know that maybe money's tight.
That's why I said those people, they can stink. That's fine, I get it.
But if you got a cart full of goods, you're right. You're in the store already. It's right here.
You're here. Steal it. I don't care.
You're ruining my time.
Yeah, but it was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Chucky Love says he's had to hose people down at the fair before because they smell so bad.
Yeah, Chucky Love. I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm sorry. Put your arms up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sister, you can't type stuff like that. He's going to go nuts. He's going to need to hit the showers. Also, as long as we're on the topic of defecation, I guess, your number one defecation station, a 19-year-old man from the UK has been arrested for defecating in the community pool 18 times.
That's a mental health.
This is an illness.
Right. There's more to that than just,
I'm
a wanker.
Yeah. The incidents happened at the community swimming pool, I guess this year, February wouldn't have, maybe it's warmer over there in February, but up through May, they had to review footage, they finally caught the guy, arrested him.
Wouldn't it be funny if he just never knew, and every time he dove in, just like a turd would slink on him?
Oh! This show is disgusting.
Never knew.
I didn't know. I couldn't help it.
It was a turd in the pool.
Apparently, it's a charity-run pool, and they've had to report significant losses from refunds, cleanings, lost bookings. Quote, our funds have been depleted by these incidents, and any donations or offer would be appreciated. I'll never financially recover from the serial pooper. I'll never financially recover.
Never financially recover from this.
Wash your ass. All right, so let's recap. Wash your ass. Use the bathroom. Clean your pits. Right? Is that all of it?
I mean, that's
you're going to a concert. Use the facilities before you... I get it. You want to be in the front. It's your favorite artist. You're excited to see him.
Yep.
But also, you don't need to defecate yourself.
Listen, I know one of his songs. Just because it's stick season doesn't mean it needs to be log season.
He did it, guys. He did it. I got it.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Dear summer, we've got your road trip ready truck at Burdick Toyota in Cicero, where you can lease a new 26 Toyota Tacoma SR5 double cab, now just $385 a month, 36 months with $4,000 total due at signing, just $385 a month for this ever-dependable mid-size 4x4 truck at Burdick Toyota. Qualified buyers can get 3.99 APR financing for an efficient 48 months. Make every day a play day in your new Toyota Tacoma. Signed, Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Come test drive in person or shop online with SmartPath at burdicktoyota.com. 36 months lease, tax, $750 acquisition fee, $197.50 dock fee due at signing, DMV extra, 10,000 miles per year, 15 cents per thereafter, security deposit waived, special APR is $22.13 per month per 1,000 finance, both offers with approved credit through TFS, see store for details, TSRP 43149, ends 6/30/26.
I can't tell if it's real.
I don't know.
But I feel like a product like that will exist. Ahoy, ahoy, everybody.
They have the ones that you can float around in and they're motorized.
Yeah.
But that seems... I didn't know that. And it's claiming that it goes 19. That's
Cody,
too much. That's too much.
I think it's a scam. I can't find a real one. Cody sent me a link for something called the Float Ski.
Yeah.
Which looks like an inflatable jet ski with little motor, like a little fans under it to make you putter along.
Yeah. Like you charge a little thing.
I can't find any footage of a real one.
No.
So I think it might be a scam. But I feel like you can get what you're describing. Like
right?
The float ski might be fake, but I feel like little
right, those are
motorized
round.
Inflatables are a real thing, right?
Because I saw one like 3 or 4 weeks ago and I didn't order it and now it's more expensive. I'm like, I should have gotten it. And then I just saw that and went, all right, this might be your chance to get back into it.
Sharper Image has a motorized pool lounger, bud.
Really?
Where you lay in it.
Like that. Like those, yes.
My mom says that everyone's using like motorized, I guess, dinghies out on the river.
Really?
She's seen a bunch go by. Yeah, type in motorized pool floats.
Yeah, there's a couple.
And you're going to see a few, dude.
There's a couple, because this is kind of like what I missed out on before. And
That's what it is.
Like $80, and I was like, I don't know, is this?
But what do you need a motorized, where are you going?
Just honestly.
Reposition yourself a little bit?
That, in the lake. I'd bring it up to wherever we'd be for lake stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just dumb crap like that.
Yeah, I get it now.
Just because it'd be fun.
There's a thing that's similar. Like right here, if you go to Walmart, the Camelec electric inflatable boat. It looks kind of like the float ski, and it does putter along, it appears.
Yeah.
It's $230 though.
See, that's the thing. With that, the float ski, if you get in on the price now, it's whatever. But if you wait, it jumps back up to a little bit more substantial amount.
It looks like it's a scam. I can't find a real one.
Because I was thinking, at the worst, it's not... It'll work for me because I'm short, so it doesn't need to be big. So when it comes in, it's smaller than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And it never did. I thought they're expected to go 19 miles an hour. I expected like 3.
Yeah. Tisha says she just sent you a link for a motorized jet ski.
So I thought I might be okay, but there seems to be other things that would be worth it.
Yeah, every video on YouTube about the float ski is scam, scam, scam. So
yeah.
Don't give them your money, apparently.
No.
Unless you're a float ski, don't sue me, because I'm only seeing what I see on the internet.
Well, I would like Michael Floatski of the float skis to come on air.
From the Floatski families?
And defend their product.
All right. Well, listen. Things are getting more expensive as there's a new term. Make it sound all cute.
Oh, I like new terms.
Funflation. You've heard of inflation. What about funflation?
Where you have to pretend like this is fun, you're all having fun, so you don't...
I don't think you gotta pretend, it's just the term now they're using for everything that we do for fun is now way more expensive because of inflation.
Yeah, yep.
Seems like everything we're trying to go to, concerts, vacations, sporting events, are all draining our wallets nowadays, as economists are calling it funflation. No. Now, you can give me fun fatty, you can give me funscape, but I don't want funflation.
No, it was, we dealt with it when it was just a natural course of action that around, like this week, gas is going to go up. It's 4th of July week. People are traveling. That's what happens with traveling holidays. They go up. Not just because.
Not just because, and everybody needs to get richer and richer and richer.
Well, three or four people.
There's about 10 people at the real top that need to get way richer, but the rest of us have to suffer.
They wouldn't mind if we died. That'd probably be in their best interest.
And they would somehow make them more money.
Yes.
Angie says, is it true that Bill's tickets are like $700? This is what I'm hearing.
It's a little skewed, but yes, the first home game for the, it's against the Lions.
That one is $700?
Now that it's like, because that's a very big game and it's
the new stadium and all that.
That's also asinine.
Sure.
But the other games you can get for, they're still not what they were at all.
I know multiple people in our chat have had season tickets forever, and this year they can't afford them anymore.
Yep, because they just passed those savings right along to you.
Again, I feel like my tax dollars did something to help that Pagula family build that stadium.
It was crazy, and then they're going to make so much money off of that.
I know,
then
I
got to
give them more money? I don't,
that's weird.
Doesn't seem right. One couple from Virginia was followed for this story. MSN reported it. They have spent nearly $10,000 to go to the World Cup, some World Cup games. Now, they're going to Boston, New Jersey, and Miami, so there's a lot of travel expense there.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot.
But tickets to the World Cup, about $800 per ticket. Parking was $175 total, plus all of their airfare, all that stuff.
Jeez.
Bucket list experiences are carrying premium price tags, they say. Things like the World Cup, Taylor Swift tickets, or anything fun. Well, why has it got to be like that? Why is everything so expensive?
That's nuts. I mean...
But again, as I always say, you got to vote with your wallet.
Army.
If people are going to pay it, they're going to keep charging it. That's what I tell you about all these concert beer prices.
Yep.
If you're pissed about them, like you should be, just don't buy them.
And you'll be good.
Don't buy a $15 beer, and they'll stop selling $15 beers.
No, they were at those videos of these couple guys that got fan zone passes and were showing the different foods and how they described it. It was soulless. Fan zone was soulless.
Really?
They were charging just astronomical amounts of money.
What was fan zone? Like the special fan experience?
Yeah, like go hang out in the parking lot before the game. Mm-hmm. And one of them was this loaded Doritos, and it was just like a triangle box of Doritos with like one scoop of meat on it, and they made them like loaded nachos. $20.
Yeah.
$20.
Doritos and meat. Yep.
This big.
Yeah. I know, man.
And they just kept going around and they soulless.
If you pay it, they'll keep charging it, I guess, you know?
No, it just sucks. But gas is one of the, I said at the start of the summer, I'm not going to let that
bother you.
Tub of crap down there ruin my summer.
Yeah, you're going to drive around. It's going to be
more
expensive.
Because his diapers are expensive.
You got to drive around. You got to get out there on those road trips, you know.
It's going to spend the extra money and not deal with it.
They are bumping a little bit down, so hopefully those continue to drop. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on over there.
We'll see. Not Twitch. This week anyway, before July.
No, not for the July. Twitch.tv/theshow. You want to get in chat? We'd love to hear from you. Pearl Jam. Good morning. This is K-Rock. Happy Pearl Jam.
You talk about Pearl Jam?
Happy Monday. Happy first day of summer vacation for a lot of us Central New York kids, I know, right? Yep.
They're all out there running around. Gotta feed them.
Making a ruckus.
Gotta feed them.
I can't find video of this. I can only find old videos of this. But we've got a new world's fastest pizza maker.
Oh, okay.
From that spot that you like, Domino's.
Oh, that old neighborhood Italian. Oh, that's an Italian joint right there.
Made three large pizzas. And how fast do you think he did three large pizzas?
Let's see. Like, made them And that's it? You don't have to put
them
in the oven yet?
Yeah, no, we just got to make them.
Large cheese?
3 large cheese, yep.
3 minutes.
32 seconds.
Oh, my God.
32 seconds.
Damn, dude. Good for that guy.
Richard Delsed won the competition last month in Las Vegas.
My God, you can do 3 pizzas that fast? You know, now my daughter is 12, and she actually texted me saying, hey, my friends are asking about you. Are you the world's fastest pizza maker? And I'm telling them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Well, I hope that they use it for good and not evil.
You hope they use their powers for good and not evil?
Nope.
Yeah, you never...
get nervous.
You don't want them to be spinning out pizzas like that.
I mean, I think eventually they're going to do the origin story for Joker, and I think it's the guy that they saw a long time ago that made the boxes the fastest.
Oh, that guy.
He uses powers for evil and not good. Now he's Joker.
Donkey, if you shut up for a minute, you would have heard me say I don't have video of it. Donkey saying not going to share a video. I can't find it. I can find the. I can find one from 11 years ago.
What, you want? Here, you want audio? Here, it sounds like this.
Yeah.
Was I kidding?
I mean, that's the guy 11 years ago making pizzas. Yep, 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 there it is, yep, yep. There it is. Yep, 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 yep. There it is. Yep. I mean, that's it.
Oh, got him here.
Got him here. That's it right there.
Well.
We are counting down to your Boilermaker race. Now, I need the exact days. I got to go to Boilermaker.com for the exact. Can you go to Boilermaker.com? Tell me the exact days, please.
Oh,
countdown is on to the 2026 Boilermaker. Thanks to Cuse Nutrition Club. Stop into Cuse Nutrition Club at 1007 East Fayette Street and pick up your power teas, protein shakes, and more. Open Monday through Saturday. Cuse Nutrition Club. They're your home for the best protein shakes, bowls, and power-up teas to fuel the race. It's at the very top, do you see it?
What are you looking for again?
The countdown, how many days to the Boilermaker?
Oh, let's see. 12 days, 23 hours, 52 minutes, 10 seconds.
9 seconds. 8 seconds.
Seven seconds.
Hey, we are going to give you a free drink at Cuse Nutrition Club right now. Text Boilermaker. Text the word Boilermaker to 315-364-109. The deal is that you got to go get it today. It's today only. So make sure you can get over to 1007 East Fayette Street and pick up your drink today. Text your exorbitant. Exorbitant's the word I was looking for.
Ah, I don't know.
Ah, exorbitant.
I'm never sure when we use the big words. You gotta be careful.
Text the word Boilermaker to the KROQ text line 315-364-109. Text line also asking, boys, what are you guys drinking nowadays? I need a good beer or liquor selection. Thanks.
The blood of my victims.
That's what got him the fever last week. What I mean, I'm always drinking whiskey. I don't know. What are you drinking? Do you have a go-to right now? A cocktail?
No.
A cocktail?
No, it's very sporadic. I have just like a bunch of random things in the fridge throughout the last couple of summers.
Donkey's drinking the Keystone Apple Light.
Trying to think of anything. I mean, during this time of year, more summer beers are usually my thing because you like to be able to have a couple, like a shandy.
Yeah.
I do like a shandy if it's hot.
I haven't done this in a few days, but I like a vodka with a high C orange.
Oh, okay. That's
because
not bad.
I showed Cody my hack. Anytime I'm near a McDonald's, I order a large high C orange because you can't buy high C orange in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So I order a large high C orange. And then I drive home, and I have a big jug that I then pour the high C orange sans ice into my big jug so that in my fridge is a big jug of high C orange. And you know what, Cody? You love it even more because you made it yourself.
Made it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm getting you one of those from the dollar store next time I go.
What?
I forget. One of those little, so you can just spick it yourself.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm out there. I'm hunting and gathering high C orange. That's what I am now.
Because honestly, if you found a good, fun McDonald's, they'd fill that up for
you. Fill it up for me. Come on now.
If you'd be like, $5, fill it up.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
They absolutely would.
Fine, whatever, sure. Here you go. Thank you.
I bet the people that work at mine, they're right down there by the end of Alaska, would absolutely fill it up.
Showbro Chuck says the Labatt Blue Light Blueberry Lemon Shandy is good.
Goodness.
That's a lot of words.
I like it, though. All right, I wouldn't hate that.
Also
that
on the text
good.
Line, Hard Mountain Dew is pretty great, especially the Code Red.
I didn't like them that
you
much.
You didn't like them?
But I can see where Dew Dudes would like it.
Okay.
Yep.
Bush Light Lime, coming in a bunch. What are you guys drinking this summer? It's 4th of July week. What are you drinking this weekend?
I like text line. Their mom does a glass of OJ with a shot of peach schnapps.
Wow, your mom parties hard.
That's where it's at right
Your
there.
Mother might have a drinking problem.
That's
with
where it's
a
at.
Shot of peach schnapps?
That's extra.
Oh, my goodness.
Extra citrus.
Yeah, I know. Mountain Dew was originally made to cut moonshine.
Was it really?
Yes,
I know that's
it was.
The thing. Is it, was it? Okay.
Because people were drinking moonshine. It was too hard, so Mountain Dew was just to mix with moonshine.
Yeah, also those like Surfside lemonades and all that.
That's a vodka drink?
Yeah, those I do like.
Okay.
I do like those. Those are really good. And I keep forgetting, I keep seeing them around. People keep getting those like sports drink vodkas. Did you see
what
that?
What are those?
I can't remember what they're called, but like it's basically like a Gatorade
sports
or Powerade
drink
with
vodka.
The booze in it. And I bet they're good.
Super lights?
Anything you say would sounds about right.
ID? ADE? Spike ID?
The super lights sound kind of it.
Okay. What's the point of that? You want to revive your electrolytes?
Yeah, just, but you also have booze in you.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's.
So, I mean, why not?
Yeah, the super light, the boozy bevs inspired by sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? I mean, if you're going to, especially when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to booze, might as well have some electrolytes.
Text line says the Minute Maid vodka lemonade is so good. I got to get more of those Welch's ones.
See, that's what
Forgot
I have.
I love those Welch's
I still
ones.
Have a couple of those in there. I got a couple of the what's the other? Ocean Spray.
Oh,
I got a couple of those still.
Hell yeah, dude. Good one.
I still have two more of the Italian ice glass bottle things that I got two summers ago.
Oh my God. You know what you got to do is you got to go to Cousin Jay's house. I don't know if he's in chat right now. Because Texline just said this. I like making a water hazard, cool blue Gatorade, vodka splash. Cool blue Gatorade, vodka, and a splash of Sprite.
Called a water hazard.
So Cousin Jay has the, you know Cousin Jay loves to host.
Yes.
He posted this video of the weekend. He had a gathering over the house. Dude, yeah, there he is. Shark attack. I'll show you off air. It's a drink, but then he has these little tubes. It's a shark. It's a like a tube inside of a shark.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So you've got these blue drinks.
Yep.
And then he fills the tube with the red liquid.
Yep.
And he goes, shark attack, and blows a whistle and then pours the red into the drink.
That's really funny. And then you have a little
shark attack.
Little shark gummies on
too there. Funny. He's too funny. Too funny. We got a party over Cousin Jay's house.
I mean,
you know that.
We'll figure out something.
What are you guys drinking this summer? 4th of July week, baby?
Yeah, it is.
In studio, we have a friend. Maybe she's a little nervous, but she doesn't need to be. We're talking with Ashley from Cuse Nutrition Club. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was asking you questions. First of all, open just a little over a year?
Yes.
And you were at Taste of Syracuse this year? How was that?
Right. That was crazy.
What was the reaction? What did the community think about all the drinks and bowls? What did you have at Taste of Syracuse?
So we brought our power teas.
Okay.
And we expected to do a lot of samples. We actually sold more full size than we did samples.
Really? Oh, cool. Yeah. All right. So people were really into the power teas. So now I guess you got to tell me what's in a power tea.
So the power teas are our healthy alternative to an energy drink.
Okay.
So there's no sugar. So there's no crash. Full of flavor.
Okay.
We have probably 4,000 different flavors, different recipes.
Whoa. So I go in and I'm like, all right, I want to start like with like a base. Do I say?
So you can choose the flavors that you want to go in it, but we do have menus. So things like Bomb Pop, that's your lemonade.
Oh,
your
totally Bomb Pop.
Okay.
Bomb Pop. Yeah. And then you say, how high can that milligram of caffeine get?
So we can go up to 200 milligrams and as low as 75 milligrams.
200 mil. How much is in an average cup of coffee?
So a little over 90 in a cup of coffee, but a Celsius is about 200.
Is it? So yes, what you're drinking over there when you drink your energy drinks, 200. So that's just your power teas?
Yes.
Tell me about your bowls. I see all the healthy people eating these bowls.
Yeah.
They're like fruit bowls? Is it like a smoothie in a bowl? Yeah, what is that?
So it's similar to a smoothie bowl, but ours have protein in them.
Okay.
So we have different bases, banana, peanut butter, acai, all those good things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also add into those too, the fiber, the immunity.
Okay.
So anything that you need. Also, we add caffeine into anything you
want.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, you do. We're talking to Ashley Q's Nutrition Club. You guys are getting gapped over there. I like it.
Like, what else can we put this caffeine into? Yeah. Real quick.
Protein shakes, similar situation. We're making like, you know, a base and then we kind of add whatever we want.
The shakes are insane.
Okay.
So we have like fruity pebbles.
Yeah, you do.
Maple walnut cinnamon roll.
Okay.
And they taste like.
Yeah. And it's that protein. Everybody's counting their macros and all that protein stuff,
well,
right?
Well, people are they don't expect it because it doesn't have that chalky taste.
Mm-hmm.
So when you taste it, you're like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Like, this is good for me.
Yeah, that it's actually healthy. Yeah. And then what are protein balls?
So they're not the biggest, but they're the best.
All right.
She looked right at you.
Why are you looking at me, Ashley? Come on now. Go ahead.
So they're so good. Again, tons of flavors. Right now we have raspberry powdered donut.
Okay.
So they have 5 grams of protein in each ball. They come 6 for $5. And just, they're a good snack to
this
have.
This is over at Q's Nutrition
That's
Club.
That's cool.
This is over at 1007 East Fayette Street, yeah, right near the campus, right next to the Cat Cafe.
Yes, right next to the
What are our hours? How early do we open?
We open at 7. We close at 4:30.
Okay.
And on Saturdays, we're open 9 to 2.
So if you need your protein, you need your energy, but you don't want all that sugar, you don't want all that unhealthy stuff, you go over to Q's Nutrition Club. You see Ashley or anybody else over there. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday, 9 to 2. Right there by the campus, upstate, St. Joe's, all the hospitals, 1007 East Fayette Street, Q's Nutrition Club. Ashley, you did it. Nothing to be nervous about. You gave out all the information. You did a great job. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Follow us wherever the wind blows at theshow.fm, twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm for all of our links and locations.
Yo, straight up.
Bookmark it now.
Yo, playboy.
Reading this article of a discussion on the ugliest cars ever made. And I'm looking at this list.
All
Some
right.
you might need to look up, but I remember what most of these look like. For example, number 6 was the Nissan Cube.
Yeah.
Remember the Nissan Cube?
Yeah.
That had that weird back window.
Yep. Where I liked the back window. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But just the shape of it was absurd.
I don't know why they discontinued the Honda Element, which was another version of those. My brother had multiple Honda Elements.
Yep, those are nice little
guys. They just were so big, and you could just load anything into them, but they were just a giant toaster, I guess.
Yeah.
Chevy Lumina minivan. Remember the Chevy Lumina?
Oh, I do.
Wow. Yeah, you
do. See, now these are all like late 80s, 90s cars.
Yeah, it was a rough.
Where they tried some things.
It was a rough. Katie had an Element, too. They got to bring back the Element. I loved those things.
Because people can admit it if they want to or not, even if it's not on here, but that wooden monstrosity that everyone
drove
around.
The Caravan, Dodge Caravan.
For a while with the wood panels.
Bro, my nanny was a Dodge Caravan.
It was insane.
My nanny had so many Dodge Caravans. The only vehicle I remember her ever owning is variations on a Dodge Caravan, to the point where by her phone was a photo of her at Longley Dodge in Fulton. Every time her and my grandpa would get, her and Poppy would go get their new Dodge Caravan.
New Dodge Caravan.
Hey, here we are, there got Dodge Caravan.
Extra wooden sides.
Mm-hmm. Family Truckster. From Chevy Chase's Family Vacation. Similar.
Yeah.
They're also saying the Ford Crown Vic. It's like a police car.
Those big boats are not eye-catching.
Yeah. We had to try to sell. My wife's grandmother had a big Lincoln that after she passed we had to sell, and it was literally a boat.
Yeah.
Like, I had to move it a few times, and it was the biggest vehicle I'd ever driven.
Because that was all from that era of, whether it is or it isn't, it is the 1950s, and we do have to go selling things town to town.
Mm-hmm. We have to live out of this thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The AMC Pacer, number 3 on the list. AMC Pacer. It was the Wayne's World car, I believe, was an AMC Pacer.
Yeah. Those were stupid.
Similar to a Yugo. Remember the Yugo?
Yes.
Tam Tam had a blue Yugo for a minute.
A lot of those are very dumb.
Now, number 2, the Toyota Prius.
Yeah,
I don't
fine.
Think they're ugly. I think they serve a purpose.
I don't like a lot of those cars. They're very ugly.
They're ugly, but it's meant to save gas and just be efficient, the Toyota Prius.
Yeah. But, like, doesn't have to look like a frog.
Yeah, and then the number one, which won't surprise anybody, is the Tesla Cybertruck. I can't imagine anyone thinking that's a good-looking vehicle.
Just the crazy people you see driving around this town with those things.
The Tesla Cybertruck is not a cool-looking vehicle at all.
You did it because of the clout, right?
You don't actually
like it, which, you know what?
If you just admit to flex, it, if you wanted to flex,
then I will say, okay,
if you're
understood.
If you're like, I bought this because I have money and want to flex on other people.
And want
a
little bit of the clout in the hopes that someday Elon will kiss me.
But it's not a good truck. It's not a good truck at all.
No. And put a boxy-chested baby into my belly.
Biani says the Fiat Multipla. Let me look this up. The Fiat...
Fiats are all ugly. Wasn't that what was out front?
That was a Mini Cooper, but this is very similar.
Yeah, both of those. They're both no thanks for me.
The Fiat Multipla? Oh, yeah. What is that, dude? Looks like a chode.
That is
a chode. Ever seen a chode car?
Got it as a joke.
Donkey saying PT Cruiser. PT Cruiser was pretty ugly.
Yeah, I hated those two.
PT Cruisers were pretty... Remember those Pontiac Aztecas where you put a tent on the back of it and that was their selling point?
Yep.
You can live in it!
Shaped all weird.
You can live in it.
Awkward shaped SUV. Come on in.
Let me look up the Volkswagen thing. I've seen this before. Oh, yeah. That's not... That's just utilitarian. Imagine like a Jeep, but without any kind of things to it.
Just to have...
Ooh, the Chevy HHR, Donkey says.
I remember those. It's another one of the, like,
remember when they had
PT
that
PT Cruiser looking.
There was that era 10 years ago where, like, here's the Chevy HHR that looks old school. Here's the Thunderbird, but the new Thunderbird.
Yes.
And they tried doing all these new models of old vehicles.
I remember somebody in East Syracuse had one of those new Thunderbirds for a while, and it'd always be like...
With the little mini circle window.
Look at that thing.
You know what you were looking at? The retro rods?
Yeah.
Anyways.
What's funny, though, is that car now is probably eligible to be in the Nationals.
Yeah. Probably.
The new
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
Oh, now I gotta look it up.
I bet you. I would not be surprised. Mm-hmm. If it's like... 3 or 4 years away from being.
June 2001.
Yeah. It's right now.
It's 25 years old. The new Ford Thunderbird.
Who's putting their Ford Thunderbird in the Syracuse Nationals?
Come on, you cowards. Do it.
That guy is.
That guy?
Bam.
Who is?
Put your 2001 Ford Thunderbird. You pull that right up next to an original Thunderbird at the Nationals.
Or if you have one. Send it here for our show.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we
like it.
That'd be hilarious.
Maybe we like it.
315-364-109. Text us your showstopper. Crazy Daisies is presenting our showstopper this year. You'll be right up front and center. You will be there. Right there, bud.
Right there.
Yeah, and you all sound like the Pontiac Sunfire. Like, there's a bunch of discontinued brands. Like, Saturn made some ugly cars. I had a Saturn View, but they had some ugly cars.
And then depending on your tastes and preferences, like, all those I gotta go hiking... Subarus? No, not for me.
Yeah, Subaru gets like the...
Where they're like, no, I took a car and I just stretched it out for no real reason.
And then I put like grippy tires and a roof rack on it and stuff.
And it can't go up hills and it can't go fast, but it's got good wipers. Mm-hmm. You can put your bike on it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm in.
And your aunt and her roommate, Marge, definitely just... They love to come by the house in it.
Well, it's easier to share that one car.
Why would they need two?
Coincidentally, work at the same place.
They work at the same place, and they have the same house.
And they're already renting the same house together, so what's...
And it's like they can put their two big dogs in the back, because obviously
that's why they stay in the same room.
Yeah.
It's back there. Why would they not just let that be the dog's room?
Exactly. They've been roommates for 25 years. Why would they bother getting another house? Anyways, they'll see you up at camp this weekend.
Whoa.
Well, we've got a brand new world record for the longest wrestling match of all time.
Oh, these are so weird, man.
Mystery Wrestling.
I can't even imagine watching this.
Out of Canada, which is owned by AEW's Evil Uno.
Okay.
Do I know him, Evil Uno? Have I seen him?
If I showed you, yes, he was in the whole group with Brody and the Dark Order.
Infinite Rumble had 243 wrestlers enter the ring, including Ghostface from Scream. Freddy Krueger showed up. Freddy Fazbear from Five Nights at Freddy. Teletubby, Santa Claus, Minions.
Yeah.
The Grinch, Power Rangers, everybody.
Any outfit they can find, they put in these things. It's not my jam. I couldn't watch. I don't even know how
21 hours, yeah, 49 minutes, and 12 seconds.
No.
Is it got to be a different person in each costume, or can they go back and swap?
No, I would imagine that's why they have the
different costumes.
Different outfits, so they could put as many people as they need, because then you're trying to pay 250 people.
AEW talent Speedball Mike Bailey, RJ City, Colt Cabana, and Adam Cole all appeared throughout the event as guests.
Okay.
It raised $34,000 for Fighting Back Wrestling with Cancer. That's great. That's a great cause. It wrapped when Cool Ref, the last person standing, threw Stu Grayson out of the ring to end the stream.
That was Evil Uno's partner, Stu Grayson.
Stu Grayson was? That's really fun. So congratulations to them. I don't. Did anybody stay in attendance for all 21 hours? I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
They streamed it on Twitch, so
I'm
people
sure
were watching it.
Some people, there's got to be somebody that watched the whole thing, but I just...
That's hilarious.
That's even a little bit too overkill for
me.
Yeah,
it's a lot of wrestlers.
And because it's also not... you're not going to get many, like, really good ones.
No, not when you have 249 people coming through.
Yeah, so you're going to see a lot of, like, very,
jobbers
very...
Or people like me trying to wrestle.
But yeah, but not as entertaining.
Yeah.
At least we have a gimmick.
Two, four, only...
No, it's only a couple.
Only three.
We're down to the round of 32 now, brah.
Only three today. We're going to play a little World Cup, picking number 2, 1, and 3.
I was clapping. Maybe it did it. Yesterday's game was unreal.
No, I don't want the
Canada
World
and South South Africa. Woo!
It's two.
Two.
It's two.
Brazil, Japan.
Whoa.
We will play Brazil, Japan.
Oh, boy.
Is that a good matchup?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
Brazil, Japan will be your gaming stream as we are playing World Cup. That's a 1 o'clock today.
Right, I'm recording these.
And then USA doesn't play till Wednesday, but it's an earlier game on Wednesday, right? It's an 8 o'clock.
No,
it's better.
Yeah, it's after. It's right after, you know, a little Whiskey Wednesday. Sit down,
cool,
hang out, and then boom, watch that. And then when the hell does?
And
then Thursday,
you got some good matchups, and we're not here Friday, so Thursday you can stay up late and watch them.
Well, now it's every game.
Yeah, every game.
Now
is great.
We're in the knockout stages, awesome. And it's every game I want.
So if USA loses, they're out.
It's over.
All right.
Like yesterday. Started with Canada and South Africa, and Canada booted one in extra time.
Oh, brutal.
Like 91 or 92 minutes and only like five extra minutes. Because now what they do is they do overtimes and then penalty kicks. There's no draws now. Now they just keep going.
Okay.
And the announcers literally went, these are two teams that when you talk about play into overtimes and then the penalty kicks, you would expect them to get into the penalty kicks based on Canada has got it! And it's like,
that was awesome.
You guys jinxed the hell out of that.
Yeah, you're running your mouth. So we'll play Brazil and Japan
That's
for your gaming stream. K-Rock welcomes Weird Al to the Amp on July 10th and every day this week, excluding Friday. For the 90s and 9, we have Weird Al tickets to give away.
Hey, look at
if
us.
If you want a pair of tickets to see Weird Al at the amphitheater on July 10th, be caller 10 right now at 424-ROCK, 315-424-7625. Cody and I are going to play a little World Cup soccer for your gaming stream presented by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. 90s at 9 kicks off with a little Elastica. Keep it locked. Oh. It's K-Rock.